More than 15 months after the issue first surfaced, Interstate 69 construction is still damaging waterways in Monroe County. That's according to members of the Bloomington-Monroe County Metropolitan Planning Organization's Policy Committee. At a meeting September 12th, committee member Scott Wells showed photos of brown tap water and streams contaminated with sediment. Wells said local officials need to keep pressure on the State Department of Transportation.
I think part of the reason, from what I've heard from people, is we've just pulled a discussion because we're concerned that, you know, since the leverage of getting money comes from the people above us, NDOT et al., and some other people, that if we keep talking about it, you know, some of our funding might be pulled. So it's kind of just vanished.
Wells said a family in the southeastern part of the county recently lost their drinking water. He presented pictures showing sediment-filled water coming out of their faucets.
This is their tap water now. This is August 22nd of this year. Imagine you come home from a hard day and you're ready to have some dinner or something and you turn on your water faucet. That's not drinkable. That's unacceptable. The erosion control, next picture. There it is. There's your drinking water. This is the second situation now out there. To sit here and not talk about it. Yeah, politician, yeah, we better not talk about it because we want to make sure we get our money or whatever. I'm talking about it because these are friends of mine. This is the county council district where I live in. And I think it's important. It's not whether you're a politician, whether you're Democrat or Republican. It's about we got to fix these problems.
Contractors working on I-69 have been cited numerous times for not controlling erosion. Local officials have sent official complaints to state and federal regulators. But committee member Andy Ruff says NDOT hasn't followed up on promises to deal with the issue.
What people in general need to understand is that Indian Creek, which is a state-designated high-value stream of national significance and international significance, actually is a karst stream. It's been written in scientific geological papers as an example of a stream that has sinks and springs and swallow holes. The stream has been sacrificed in the name of this project.
The committee has repeatedly asked NDOT to respond to specific concerns about contamination, but the state has never done that, at least not in a public meeting. Tony McLennan, a deputy commissioner with NDOT, said the agency won't talk with the committee about the problem because it's occurring outside of the MPO's jurisdiction.
I and the department cannot control what's discussed on this particular policy committee. I wouldn't want to dream of trying to do that, but what I can tell you is that the Department of Transportation will not respond, especially to these kind of complaints in this meeting when they're in regards to Section 4. If they're within the policy's jurisdiction, we can discuss that and we'll look at ways to address. But even then, this is not the proper form for this.
Although the current contamination is beyond the MPO's jurisdiction, committee members worry similar problems might persist as construction moves through Bloomington. Committee member Cheryl Munson said she hopes NDOT is sincere in its promises to handle complaints through other channels.
Since Mr. McGowan said the project manager and the customer service representatives for NDOT Section 4 and Section 5 are the people to contact in the interest of serving the public of Monroe County, I hope their phone numbers, names, phone numbers, and emails will be publicized. And you may not be prepared to give those to us now, but I would like you to give them to the MPO office, and I would like to know them, actually. And I hope they would be available to the Herald Times so that the public knows who are the right people to call when they have a problem.
McLennan did not immediately respond to Munson's request.